Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The Rock, and I quote, "Then there are the other passionate fans. They're called the Cody Crybabies. These are grown-ass men. Cody is going to finish his story. Wait a second, hold on. Dad, you want to go outside and play catch with me? Not now, Cody is trying to finish his story. I'm upset." The wife comes in. "Hey, honey, do you want to have sex?" "Not now, Cody has to finish his story." At the end of the day, you have the Cody Crybabies and the Cody fans and Cody himself. There is a clear distinction between the three. The Rock says this: "The Cody Crybabies, for every 10 tweets, they're shoving a chicken McNugget in their mouth. Every 20 tweets, they're shoving two chicken McNuggets up their ass." The Rock says this: "All you have to do is sit back, know your role, shut your mouth, and enjoy the ride The Rock is going to take your candy ass on. Hashtag that. Hashtag shut your bitch's ass up. Hashtag Cody Crybabies. That's the fun part of what we do. It's awesome."
Oh, people at home!
What's up with that?
You ready?
It's the drugs from my generation, and it's a sin. The gods, the fake, the fraud, they're messing with me. Come on.
Welcome to the Uso Penitentiary.
Let's get it out.
Move to the music, play.
Yo ho ho and a bottle of Dom.
Bro.
The new day.
Let me talk to you.
Baby.
If I can be serious for a minute.
For the love of God, stay away from the dip of Dom's.
Move to the music. Move it to the music.
Acknowledge me.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney. I am your commissioner and the commissioner
of the United States
of damn Americas. And I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be an exhausted man indeed, but one that's ready to cook a beautiful brisket, smoke that bad boy up for a beautiful, superb owl party this weekend. It's DPP, brother.
Oh, yeah, brother. Fresh off the heels of a business trip. That's not going to stop me from making a goddamn brisket for the Super Bowl. Can't wait. It's going to be a great day.
It better not, because I'm coming over. I won't eat that fucking brisket. your brother and I have been talking about it all week.
Nice.
So that should be good. Should be good.
Oh,
fun.
It's ready. It's ready.
We'll have some stories, I'm sure, next week for you from the superb owl party that is happening this Sunday in the Thunderdome. Joining us as well, sorry about the delay, my good friend, he is the trivia trickster himself, funky, phenomenally fresh, and oh, so many ways. It's AJ Belaz.
Sorry, I was getting attacked by my Rocky.
It looks like you're getting attacked.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting attacked.
Yeah, with like,
he's just a big old cuddle.
You're getting attacked with love.
Yeah. So, the humanity. So vicious. So vicious.
Oh, for the love of God, stay away from the Dippin' Dots.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't wait to talk today.
What we are doing today is we are actually recording while the WrestleMania kickoff is going on live on Peacock. Currently, as we record, Bianca Belair is out on stage. So we're going to start off this week by just getting into our thoughts on that everything that's happened from SmackDown to Raw to social media. We also got trivia. We got a last call and a drop spot from Andrew Belaz that we're going to play on some TNA news, big news that's happened. So that's what we're going to try and do here today is just kind of have a little free-flowing show, a little more than possible. I don't know what the fuck that says. I know the front of your shirt says asshole. This is probably how Patrick O'Dowd feels on Bandwagon Nerds when I do this kind of shit. So this is what I get. I don't care what's on your shirt right now. I'm trying to run down the show. Turn your fucking mic on. What's on your goddamn shirt?
It says TNA.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't fucking see that. Your shoulders look fucking turned to the right and the left and everything. Oh, the top part. Your hand was covering it.
No, it wasn't. It was... Okay, whatever.
Turn the other way. Should have turned the other way.
Anyway.
I need to drink
get
more.
Get the damn sheet.
I need to. I just give it. I'm not playing that. I need to drink more of this beer. And before I do, let me remind you to go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick yourself up a Chairshot t-shirt. Make a great statement for your WrestleMania party. We got plenty of great sayings, plenty of cool-looking t-shirts. Get it in soft style. It's the gift that keeps giving. Every time you put it on, it gives you a hug back. Don't forget about @ChairShotMedia right there on X to follow everything that drops over at thechairshot.com. And right now, you already know you're listening to ChairShot Radio Network, all of your favorite streaming platforms, as well as thechairshot.com. DWI Podcast 416, DPP, PC Tunney, and AJ Belaz. When we come back, our thoughts. #WeWantCody or #WeWantRocky.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, DWI 416 right here on Chairshot Radio Network. Don't forget prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. DP, just give me your thoughts on everything that's happened in the last week since we recorded, because we recorded Thursday night, we had Ray on, and then all of a sudden shit hit the fan on Friday, and Rock came back. I think I alerted everybody to it first, that I said, Rock is in Birmingham, .. and sure enough, he came out. We had everything that happened Monday on Raw between Cody and Rollins and Drew. And now here we are for this XL kickoff show. We've heard from Bianca. We're hearing from Rhea. We're going to break into that, but how are you feeling? This is a big week. It's like just a gift from the IWC here for podcasters.
It makes I don't want to read any of that shit already. And it just makes me hate it more reading it. It's terrible. Just awful. Like,
yeah.
I get, okay. Everybody's pissed because they think The Rock's taking Cody's spot. And Cody deserves this or whatever. Really? Really? You guys, we've been wanting The Rock versus Roman Reigns for how many years now, PC? Three?
Since
last three?
How about like
four?
The month he won it, I said this is going to end in Roman and The Rock.
Right.
So four.
So I called.
And
yeah,
three and a half.
Yeah, I brought this up instantly. Like, this is the end story. You talk about going from the big dog to the tribal chief and then being the head of the table.
This is it. Then you finally got your culmination of that. Oh, sorry. Didn't work out for you fans, you guys that really wanted it, and that's all you want. Like, you know, and from what I've read and stuff like that too, about like this is clearly a lot of this is planned. This is what they wanted. I mean, they're handing out these signs and shit. Like that's what's going on.
And the guys
are pushing for this.
Right. And the guys are tweeting it too. Like, they've been told by people, like, hey, we need you to just tweet this once. Hey, we want. Hey, can we go hand out these signs or whatever? And some guys probably want to do that. But yes, it's a work. It's a story. They're doing this on purpose.
Yeah, right. They're building this up to make it even bigger than you think it's going to be.
Yeah, before I forget, there's one person who brought up something that I found very, very apropos in this situation, and it kind of turns it around on all these people, and it's Rob. It's Rob Bonnet. And he said, all y'all are the same people last year who thought that Sami Zayn should have got Cody's spot because he was so hot at the time, too. Where are y'all at now?
Right.
I thought that was the most potent, perfectly possible purveyance of the situation right now. And I love that got a little alliteration in there. AJ, why don't you jump in there? What are you thinking? I mean, you got the asshole shirt on.
I do have the asshole shirt, and we'll say why I'm the asshole later on, but it they're in the palm, like everyone that's doing all this, we want Cody, we want Rock, all within their hands. This is all that they knew was going to happen. You're eating it up. They're serving it to you on a silver platter, and you're eating it out of a trough like a pig. It is a given as to what fucking they pigs are doing, and you're taking it to the extreme. I'm going to be the asshole here. I'm going to go full Belaz. Just because I ain't the war chief doesn't mean I'm not going to say shit to the IWC. You're feeding way too hard into it, and you're making this worse than ever. Like, we've gone so freaking full circle, you're getting Die Rocky Die chance again.
Okay, so Rhea Ripley's out on the stage right now, and she was talking about Nia and Perth, and Becky's out here now. So I'm guessing Becky's going to challenge her for Mania here, and she'll accept, or she'll challenge whoever's going to win that match.
I mean, that was kind of given from the Royal Rumble stuff, in my opinion.
No, I know, but this is something that's not official yet, so I'm just...
It's not official,
This is the first part of the press conference that's going to give us something, maybe. So we can get back to... I'll keep one ear on it. We can go back to continuing that
I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But we've gone so full circle, we're getting Die Rocky Die chance again.
Yeah, Cole, what is this, 1996?
Yeah, exactly. So... The IWC, you guys are, I'm not saying you guys like Tony and Dan, but you guys out there in internet land and in Elon Musk's cesspool are making this worse.
I disagree.
The worst part.
I disagree. This whole thing is fucking awesome. Who cares? Yeah, some people are getting a little bit into their feelings about it, and some people need to just kind of listen to a few other people that are trying to tell you that you need to be like water here and just enjoy it. Because WWE, one of my deliveries today at work, he said something about wrestling, and I said, oh, so you're a wrestling fan, huh? And I go, so what do you think about that We Want Cody, We Want Rocky stuff? And he goes, well, we've been waiting for Roman and Rock for like 2 years, so that's what I want. So I mean, there are both sides. It's a loud minority that is, but I'm here for all of it. I think it makes it more fun for me. I don't care. I want all the bullshit to happen. I love the fact that I'm sitting here second guessing myself here to see what kind of twist and turn it could be besides Cody and Seth and Rock and Roman. Like, we all have sat here forever and said, Roman's not wrestling on two nights. Cody's not going to go one night and then The Rock the next night. You know, all this stuff. And now here we sit and go, oh, well, what's going to happen? Because Cody said I made my decision. Rock said stay tuned tonight because you're going to see one of the crazy, you know. This is supposed to be big, and I'm hoping they deliver here, but it is a soap opera. And you do get things in increments, and they always leave you wanting more. So I don't expect everything to be resolved at the end here with those two guys. But as far as all the craziness, I love it. I know you guys kind of are. AJ kind of thinks that people are idiots. Dan just really doesn't want to deal with it. He wants to watch the wrestling and go with the story. And I sop it all up. I don't even respond to these people anymore. Really, I just put my own stuff out there. I on my own dime without, you know. So I'm here for all of it.
I mean, I'm not gonna. That's hence why I have the asshole shirt on right now. Yes, I will call you idiots because you're feeding into it, not you guys. Again.
Well,
the consensus.
Looks like we're getting Becky and Rhea at WrestleMania, by the way.
That was a
It seemed like Becky's going to win Elimination Chamber for sure and go on. Whether or not they put Nia Jax in there to make it a triple threat or not, but I mean, obviously, I know them two are wrestling each other.
I think the chamber, Nia, so I think that
I don't know. You think the story? Well, they're wrestling. Nia Jax,
they're doing the World Championship in the Elimination Chamber.
Oh, just at the Elimination Chamber.
Oh, never mind. I see the graphic. Yeah. That's going to be that should be the last match. The women's, because then whoever won the chamber can come out and then they'll have their Mania moment.
And gets the Mania.
So we got Becky. I'm guessing Bianca is going to be in there.
Oh, yeah, well, there she's facing a qualifying match against Michin.
Okay.
But yeah,
it is.
It's just so perfect as to how much that the IWC is just feeding into all of this. That's why I have the asshole shirt, because you're making it seem like you're the idiots, because that's what they wanted you to do the whole time was, hey, we're going to build the American baby face of the year in Cody Rhodes and bring someone that can deal with the heat in The Rock.
Guess what? Guess what WWE's doing? Guess what Triple H and The Rock are doing?
But tell me.
Just keep swinging back. You read at the beginning, PC, that,
you
that,
like that?
Pat
I
McAfee
read that?
Bit with The Rock just ripping right back into him. I'm typing. I'm mad. I've got Cody Rhodes. Like that whole bit, just driving it more home. Hilarious. Like fantastic stuff, you know? And they're going to keep doing it. Yeah, that part I love. I'm here for that. Like I want it in the wrestling thing. I just don't like reading the stupid idiots that write shit about like that are just, you know, just being stupid for stupid. Like,
oh, the
not,
dirt,
Ill, not
the
informed.
Dirt, yeah,
not,
the dirt sheets
care.
Are
like all right.
I don't
want to read that. It's not for me. You know, I'm just not into that stuff.
I totally get it.
There's definitely guys like you, fans and smarter wrestling fans that enjoy just watching these people go crazy all over the media. So
no,
it's totally fine, but it's just not for me.
The easy thing is to see a wrestling fan on social media. Right. And like you can see that they just don't, I hate to say what I'm about to say, cause it makes me seem like I think I'm above them as a fan,
not
but
elitist.
I don't feel like that, but yeah, they just don't kind of get it like they should or like they could. And then that doesn't bother me. That I think is fun. I'd like to still see people that just love it so much and they have that passion. And, you know, there's just a little part of it that they don't get yet. But the part I'd agree with you on is the wrestling hashtag journalism, like the big dirt sheet websites and the guys who think that they're these big fucking crazy guys that know everything, and the irresponsibility at which they come across and lay these out to people to make it seem like they actually know what the fuck's going on. There's a big difference between those two things. And yeah, I read a lot less on the dirt sheets during this time, because I kind of just scroll through and go, okay, well, you're trying to get clicks. That's not even good journalism. So.
And if you want a hashtag journalism shirt, go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot.
Well done, AJ. Well done. That's another penny to your next check.
It brings you up to penny.
And I post date that check $21.99.
It went from freaking a hay penny to a whole penny. Let's go.
I'm loving. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing where it goes and what's happening here on the kickoff. That, you know, because like you said, you know, like yeah, Cody made his decision or whatever. Rock's in there. We had Drew McIntyre show up. You know. It looked like trying to insert himself into that match maybe and make it a triple threat, you know, against Seth and Cody, if that's where they go. Maybe they don't. Where's Sami Zayn and McIntyre end up? Are they going to have a match somewhere? Because Sami Zayn seems to be inserted a little bit into where CM Punk was supposed to be, maybe. So it's, you know, like, I'm there for that. I love this, that kind of still uncertainty, jockeying for positions to get to your matches at WrestleMania. Where are we going? What's going to be the end result? Love it. I'm loving that.
Well, Drew wanted to coerce Cody into picking picking Roman, because he thinks that he would be next in line. And who's to say that Drew, you know, so I like where Drew's done. He's making money off of injuring CM. I mean, not, he didn't try to injure him, but you know, I think Punk's shit just gave out,
just,
you know,
You're just leaning into, he's leaning into that bit,
and I think it's the best he's been in a while.
Story when Punk comes back, for sure.
Yeah, it's the best Drew McIntyre we've had in a while, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, he's clearly a heel, but cradling that line a bit, where it's like he's not completely heel, but he's like, yeah, totally doing. I'm totally
he's
heel. Just,
he's selfish and self-absorbed. That's all.
Damn attitude.
Right, and he thinks, but he thinks he's a good guy, but he's not. That's pretty close.
I mean, it works for how Seth Drew Rollins operates. I mean, he's turning into, you know, the dickhead, but he's not a dickhead.
All right, so here comes Seth Rollins. How'd you guys like Graves and how'd you guys like Graves and Barrett with Graves on play-by-play Friday? I thought it was pretty fine. I like it. I think he'll get better, and he was pretty good to start with. So.
It was pretty good, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I still don't like it, but it's working. It is a work in progress. It does work, especially since I don't remember who said it in the group chat, but I think the Pat McAfee experience is kind of falling apart because Pat inserts comments when he shouldn't insert comments.
Now, the Pat McAfee thing is there through WrestleMania. Or it's probably not going to stay through the summer, I don't think. I know somebody thought that maybe it would go to college football, but the guy does his own show every day, too. So I think he's just there for WrestleMania. Somebody else, I don't. Who knows?
Maybe. Maybe even Booker might come back, or Lawler.
No, Lawler. Oh. Lawler's almost dead.
Oh, no, not
neither.
Lawler.
Neither.
Lawler's Jables? How about Jables?
You could have Punk take.
I just like.
You could have Punk take over on commentary until his. Till he secretly sneaks out from behind the commentary and goes after someone, you know.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah. Or like I said, Tony's favorite headphone brand could also
JBL in his big pants. Remember when he wore those big pants that one day? You guys never
True.
Seen JBL big pants? Remember that?
No, I have.
It's like he forgot his suit, and like whoever the fuck was in back was way bigger than him. It's like Andre the Giant was back there. Yeah, take pants, JBL.
Suddenly, King Kong Bundy came out of nowhere and was like, hey, look, here are my pants. Eh.
Did you know that Married with Children, the Bundys, Al and Peg, were named after King Kong Bundy? And Steve and Marcy Rhodes were named after Dusty Rhodes because the creators were big wrestling fans.
They had King Kong Bundy on an episode, didn't they?
I believe they did. I believe you're
I
right.
I think so.
You don't even have to ring your own bell.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So lazy today.
That or the good old that 70s show you actually had a wrestling match in there. I think I saw a clip about it where it was like
who was
The Rock.
That was The Rock.
It was The Rock.
Shamrock.
Yeah.
Ken Shamrock was in there. The Rock, and I think there was one other shit. I can't remember.
I just remember I was scrolling through X to see different things that were going on about today, and then
You were scrolling through X to see?
Scrolling through the X.
Oh, scrolling through X to see. You said you were scrolling.
X to see.
Yeah, you said I was scrolling through X to see.
I mean,
scared. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go.
All right.
The head of the table.
I guess
we're going face to face.
I guess this has turned into a watch along.
Freaking.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Well, I mean, we can't really
do. Or is it just going to be Paul Heyman?
It's a watch along that you're going to hear tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to go up on Chairshot Radio Network tonight. It won't go hit the website till tomorrow morning.
I was going through X and I saw that 70s show with the wrestling match, and I'm just like, oh wow, I completely forgot that episode existed. And I kind
of
want to watch that 70s
show. It was like The Rock. It was like Rocky. He was supposed to be his dad, I think, Rocky Johnson. He was
he
wrestling.
Played his dad. That's right. That's right.
I'm not going to lie. The fact that Red Foreman was getting into it, like in the show, I'm like, I completely forgot about this episode. Now I got to go watch this episode of that 70s show.
Okay, we got Heyman standing next to Roman, holding his belt, Rollins yawning at the entrance, Roman raising the belt, Rollins standing on the side with his belt over his shoulder and his money green suit, Rollins, roaming out there in the track suit, head of the table shirt, I believe.
No, Las Vegas, acknowledge me. That's what that
Las Vegas
says.
Acknowledge me. There you go. Yeah, good eyes.
I was about to say, that makes me want to go to the Salt Lake show and get a Salt Lake City acknowledgement shirt.
He's got the hair pulled back into a pony. Don't see that much from Roman.
Casual. Casual table. It's a breakfast table. Out of the breakfast table.
It's brunch. Out of
the brunch. That's good. And here's the thing. This is basically what we're kind of watching for everything this show-wise, because it's Cody's decision on this, and so, you know, you're going to see The Rock coming in and everything.
I heard that. Yeah,
it's
a
big thing right now.
I heard, I don't know who said it. I think I read it or something, but it would make sense if they just kept doing this kickoff thing in whatever city the Super Bowl is, because they have all the attention in the world, all the people you want there right now.
I'm not going to lie, I completely forgot the Super Bowl was in Vegas.
Oh my God.
Look at his shoes! Seth Rollins' shoes, stealing the show.
He's got
bow ties, giant bow ties on his
shoes. Giant bow tie, freaking Jimmy King from Ready to Rumble style suit.
Jimmy King?
I haven't even seen the shoes now. I got to pay attention to the shoes because
it's just some
you got to see the shoes.
Some broad white lacy bow.
Is he supposed to have surgery? Does he need surgery for his injury, or is it just rest?
I think he will need surgery. I think though he's trying to get to a place with rehab right now where he can have a good match at Mania. I don't know for sure though.
I think this is very much like 33, where he had the quote unquote unsanctioned match because he rehabbed his knee enough against Triple H for the Kingslayer bit.
I feel like if they would want him to have it ASAP so that he's ready to go.
Well, you
clearly isn't have a match going on in between, so.
Right, but I think if he had it done, he wouldn't have been able to wrestle at WrestleMania.
Oh, he's waiting until after WrestleMania to do it. I thought he was having it so that he could be ready for WrestleMania.
Maybe they're doing something to get him ready for WrestleMania, and then they're going to have to do something else. Because what I saw was the decision was, is you're going to try and do Mania or not, right, when he came out. And it looks like that was it. Because from what I've read and heard is that he's going to be off for a while.
Yeah.
Okay. I gotcha.
We got out here. Who was it?
That being said, we got Senor Money in the Bank doing nothing with that briefcase. It's a perfect time to pull the trigger on him. I'm just saying. If you're really worried about Seth Rollins and that knee, especially after Mania, one of the biggest Raws in the show is the Raw after WrestleMania. Can always cash in at that point, finally. Get that going.
So we got Rock. Rock's out here. Rock is huge. He's much bigger than everybody. Not just as a media superstar.
I don't think he's more huge than the advocate, the wise man of Tribal Chief. I don't think anyone is bigger than Paul Heyman.
Are you making fun of the wide man?
He's the
wide
man. Making fun of the wide man. Please let that be the name of the show.
Did we get Cody here too?
We're gonna have all four. Does Rock start talking, or I don't know? We're gonna see here.
Well, Rollins was calling out Cody to come out. That's why Roman came out. Roman did a promo and said he wants his choice would be The Rock. So that's why The Rock's now out. I still, because I said this right after Royal Rumble, I still think we're gonna get Roman's biggest screw job ever, where he has to do two nights. I still am a very big advocate of that. That's why I'm wearing the asshole shirt. I think it's gonna be
this is gonna be the swiftest kick in the pants you're ever gonna get, because it's coming right
care.
Around the corner after this.
I'm saying this before The Rock acknowledges it. I know you guys won't hear it before. You won't hear it until afterward. But these guys, They're going to hear it beforehand, before Cody comes out. Roman's going to do double duty night one and night two.
Okay, quiet now. You be quiet now. You stop talking that bullshit.
Asking for the... Yeah,
I said...
You're being the wrong Swift fan right now.
I think you need to stick a chicken McNugget up your ass.
I don't care. I'll take an entire fucking original 20 piece right now. I don't care. That's what I'm sticking to.
Chicken nugs.
All right, guys, let's get to it. They're killing the podcast here. They got about 10 minutes left.
Slow it. Too slow. Stretch it out.
Rock looks good. Seth looks good. Roman looks good. We're soaking in the crowd reaction here. Rock and Seth getting a little interaction. Haven't had that really ever, I don't think.
Maybe since that Royal Rumble match.
I think he's ever been to Las Vegas.
Who, The Rock?
How can he come back?
I don't think he's ever been to Las Vegas. Okay. You're funny, Dan. You're very funny.
Sad in color commentary.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh boy. Well, let's keep moving on here because this is gonna take a minute. We'll because it's not like people are listening to us and watching this at the same time. So, what should we do here? What do you guys think, Gunther? That's another big thing, right? Jay came out. Is that just something that's gonna happen at Perth? Do we still get Jimmy and Jay? Who do you see Gunther facing? Go ahead, DP. You got your mic on.
I like Jay and Gunther at the Chamber. I think that'd be a really good match where Jimmy costs Jay the Intercontinental title.
Good call.
And gets us to WrestleMania there. Because sure. I still think we got to get Jimmy and Jay at WrestleMania. It feels like that's what they got to do.
Then who do you got facing Gunther?
Like we were talking LA Knight, you know, for a while there. I still think I like LA Knight in that position. He's one of the few that haven't got a crack at him yet. I certainly love Sami Zayn to have an opportunity, but I think he's had that, so maybe not. But LA Knight's just huge right now, and he doesn't right now fit into the heavyweight title pictures. So,
but he got the Logan Paul thing
going on. I
definitely
could see him getting that.
What about Logan Paul for LA Knight?
They were on different brands, weren't they? Were we talking different brands?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Who did we have plugged for Logan Paul?
I know Mysterio? I said good old L.A. Knight.
Oh, am I backwards?
For United States. I don't remember what
he's
said
on
exactly
SmackDown. U.S. is Gunther's on Raw, isn't he?
Gunther's Raw, yeah. The Intercontinental's on Raw. The United States is on SmackDown.
Yeah, so it would be Logan Paul, L.A. Knight, same brand.
Okay, yeah, Logan Paul, L.A. Knight then.
You pulled a PC Tony. Yeah, the announcers keep switching. It's hard to tell. That's what you can say, because you could say that. I did that before. You get that one. You could use it once.
Everybody gets one.
AJ, what do you got going on with Gunther and Jay and Jimmy Uso?
So I think Jay, Gunther, that's going to happen in Perth. You know, we're going to have a great match on that one. I'm not going to lie. It's going to be a good match. I don't think that's where Gunther's going to lose it. I think Mania is when he loses it, because he's going to get a betrayal from good old Ludwig Kaiser.
Ludwig
is going to betray Gunther, and then that's where you're going to get the United Now you got me saying United States. The Intercontinental Championship is going to change hands.
I would say, though, that if you're going to have him, I would say a better way to do that storyline is just to have Ludwig beat him for it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying
I'm not saying betrayal as in like he's going to turn on him and like chop his legs in from under him. I think Ludwig's going to just get annoyed with all of Gunther's shit with him. And then he's just going to be like, no, I know who's going to face you. Me. And then Gunther's going to be like, oh, shit, you're actually serious about this. OK, sure.
Now I remember what we talked about a couple weeks ago about this. Yeah, I like that. I think that could totally happen at WrestleMania. Them two face off against each other. And I do love Gunther holding on to that title, though, surviving that match, because we need something big for Raw after Mania. And that is where Braun Breaker could come out and defeat Gunther for the title on Raw the night after. I think that could be a really good way to do it. I think we talked about Brock Lesnar was supposed to be kind of that spot to fight Gunther at Mania, maybe. Obviously, that scratched it. It seemed like Breaker is filling that role for a bit with Rumble. It seems like maybe they could move him up right away, bring him in right after, you know, right after Mania, and have him dethrone him. Talk about getting a, you know, making a huge splash on the main roster. That would be what I would do. So clearly that's not going to happen.
I know you guys are slightly behind where I'm at, but The Rock brought out an entire bloodline family tree.
Okay, if you know you're ahead, you let us talk about it so you don't spoil it for us, dude. Yeah, I'm going to you in about 2 seconds. You and Dave from when AJ won the fucking title in England and spoiled that shit for me. I'll always be sour about that one. All right, they got all the guys.
I was about to say, I saw Jacob on there. I saw, I even saw Simone, or is ever, what is her name on NXT? Ava. Something. I can't remember off the top of my head. I know it's Ava something.
Ava manager.
Yeah. But Jacob's on there. Lance, if anyone remembers Lance Anoa'i. He was either the unofficial fourth member of Legacy, or I don't remember off the top of my head, but that and entire bloodline is present on that tree.
Kind of interesting to see that they actually, you know, they're putting their real names on there and then underneath, you know, what their character name is. And obviously, you know, with the internet, we can all know what they really are, but that's something they don't normally do in the wrestling world, is actually show up their real names.
All right, we realized we had to stop the recording and just finish watching the press conference because we weren't really saying anything. We were just watching it, and that's not the best podcasting because we're not doing a live watch along. But basically, we've watched Cody come out, choose Roman, talk shit kind of a little bit about his family, about how his grandfather would be ashamed of him. The Rock took offense to that. Rock slapped Cody. Seth got pissed off. It looked like a real shoot thing that wasn't supposed to happen, but don't get worked, folks. That kind of shit does not happen on WWE television. This is interesting, because where do you go from here? How does Rock play in this? Seth, obviously, where does he go, obviously? Is he still going to get Cody and Roman now? Where does with Rock? AJ, what do we do here? I mean, The Rock is closer to being a heel than ever, but he's just being The Rock, so yeah. I think.
I was about to say, we're getting to Nation of Domination levels of being a heel here. Because
I don't know if you can do that.
No, I just don't know. It's interesting because now it's turning into a triple threat match. It's turning into a triple threat match at this point because of how Cody just shot off on Rock and then Rock shot off on him with that shoot slap. it's such good shit. I'm not gonna lie.
Dan?
Did you see that coming?
No.
Did anybody
but
see
I
that
said,
coming?
But I told you, Rock said something big was gonna happen, so that was something big. I'm okay with all
there
of it.
Go.
I think I don't have to be right. I just want to be entertained. Put that on my fucking tombstone. And put with pepperoni and sausage.
You know, it's fantastic. That certainly makes it interesting now, because now, oh, hey, guy, you got what you wanted. You got Seth. You got Cody and Roman. Yeah, where does The Rock gonna fit in? Are we gonna have like, boy, are we gonna get that 2-day event that AJ was just talking about, where we get Roman on two nights?
What is
maybe?
What does SmackDown look like tomorrow night, ratings wise?
Yeah, right. Holy crap! What's gonna be the fallout from this, and where does Seth go from here? Like, I mean, obviously we can have an elimination chamber match qualifying, like we assumed one or the other was gonna have, but with The Rock's involvement, it certainly makes things a lot more interesting. And I mean, it's the move everybody wanted with Cody. We wanted him to go after the WWE title. Seems like we're going to get that. And maybe we get both. So everybody wins. You know, the entire bloodline comes crumbling down in a matter of a weekend. I don't know.
It's interesting how much CM Punk's injury played into what's going on in the storyline. Because...
Well, did it?
Would Seth Rollins have begged Cody to pick him? Yeah, I don't know. Still, this is the swerve that they wanted. This had to have been, you know. Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. It's really interesting.
They built up the Rollins Punk thing so well, and then the injury happens. So that's why it's like,
maybe
how do we derail from this?
It's almost like Rock's going to screw over. It's almost like they're going to put Rocky as the. If they make here's what they could do, which is so fucking. Rock could be the fucking ref somehow, like if he beats Cody at a smack. No, he wouldn't do that. But it feel like they're setting up Roman and Rock for next WrestleMania because Rock's going to screw Roman out of this title.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I just don't understand. Well, we'll see. We'll see. I would have done it differently, but I'm not in charge. So I trust them more than me. So I don't know. Any last thoughts, guys? Because we're going to keep the show moving here and get into trivia. And then one last thing here. AJ, go ahead. Last thought here on this whole situation.
Last thought is you're either going to see Roman two nights in a row. Maybe you might even see The Rock two nights in a row, because now they're making a little bit of believability that Rock could have the title for a day.
You could see Cody two nights in a row, actually, where he has to beat Rock on night one and then Roman
that
night two.
Too.
That's probably what's going to happen right there.
Yeah.
Probably. There you go.
But that's just, like, this entire scenario just from the press conferences.
Well, it's going to blow up on social media-wise. This is going to be the biggest thing. How many views is this going to get? Go ahead, Dan, last call. Or last thoughts, sorry.
Yeah, the fallout from the last call, too. The fallout at the end there made it look like The Rock is on Roman's side at the end, because they're all their family together, and Cody just... you know, pissed them both off, you know, by talking about their family. So I could see that being the case, where Cody has to get through The Rock to get to Roman Reigns, and he has to wrestle two nights and takes care of the entire that family to put his family as the top family and hold that title. Totally see that happening. Whether or not The Rock comes back around for another match or not to go straight with Roman, maybe they decided that's not going to be their way they want to go, and they have Cody have to go through both to get there and come out of the weekend with the title. So I'm certainly going to see here in the next coming weeks.
So, God damn it. Now I can't find it. Rock came back and said something to Triple H in the back. Motherfucker. I hate this fucking app. Peacock, you suck. How apropos. All right, never mind. We'll figure it out next week. All right, we're going to take a break. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm going to have to edit the shit out of this thing, so it might sound better than I'm apologizing for. DWI 416. Oh, expect the unexpected. This isn't Big Brother. Oh, man, we'll be right back.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
I know we're doing all this talk about WrestleMania, but we still have trivia and about the Elimination Chamber, because we still have one stop left, so we still have Elimination Chamber trivia going on here. Whew. Just a whole lot of stuff going on. but anyways, phenomenal funky facts, Elimination Chamber stuff still going on since we are going there next in Perth. And there's going to be a lot of questions or a lot of points for this one. So I'm just going to kick it off. Tunny, door number 1, 2, or 3?
Let's go with 3. How's that sound?
Sounds good to me. So obviously we've had the Elimination Chamber since 2002. But how many have there been in total, not counting the one or two that will happen this year? Not counting Perth, we're just going with everything that has happened.
The actual pay-per-view itself?
No, the actual amount of Elimination Chamber matches.
Ah.
It's a guess. I fucking don't know. We'll go with 22.
Oh, boy.
22 from Tunney. Dan says 30. Dan is technically closer because it's 31.
Oh, good for you, jerk.
Not bad.
It's total BS. Oh, okay, boy, they want me to watch The BS? Dark Knight next. No, thanks.
But the next two questions have multiple answers to them. So, Dan, door number 1 or 2?
Taking that 1.
Taking the 1.
Taking it.
Oh, there you go. Good job.
You're busy erasing.
I was. Good call.
What two superstars have the most appearances without a win at the Elimination Chamber? So what, two people in a lot of Elimination Chambers, but never won? So the big number is 5.
Oh, shit.
Tunney says Y2J and Edge. Dan says Y2J and Trips. Surprisingly, somewhere down the line, Y2J did win one, apparently. What? I don't know if it was a house show. I looked on the Pedia. I looked on Pedia. He apparently won one. But, the answers were actually Sheamus and Kane.
Sheamus
and Kane.
Down. I had Kane down, and I really erased it for Edge. Damn it.
And put in
not
zero.
About Kane.
All right. Yeah. Let me drop a fat deuce here. Down 1-0.
See, you can drop a fat deuce, but Tunney, you can still win it because there are 6 points to be had in this one.
Through this.
And it's simple. And it's simple. Who were the 6 men in the very first Elimination Chamber back at SummerSlam or Survivor Series 2002?
Oh boy.
And we at least know 2. I was about to say, if you need one more, go for one more.
Four. That's where I was at the end.
Yeah, all right. So, obviously, we got HB Shizzle and Triple H. Those were the final two. Let's see. We got Kane, Shelton Benjamin, Y2J, and Edge from Tunney. So, Tunney got 4 points out of that because Kane and Y2J were on there. Dan put down Y2J, HBK, Triple H, Miz, Show, and Kofi. So, Dan only got 3 points.
We're tied.
Tunney got four.
We're tied. Do you have a tiebreaker? HBK won. I win. God, I'm so good at this game. That was awesome. I deserve it. Too bad, TP. Too bad.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Zamora's been there since the beginning. Team Canada, he was the coach. He was everything from an intermittent wrestler. He had the Quarter City Championship Wrestling, which was almost like a little farm thing for them. I hate the fact that he got fired because he came back in as president when the Anthem, you know, company took over, him and Callis. Callis screwed up. Callis fucked everything up, then went off to AEW, and we forget he existed for a little bit until he fucked everything up with the AEW thing. D'Amore did everything he could to build the team back up, to build TNA back up, to build the company back up, to build the brand back up. Even brought back the old branding with TNA. Gave this huge emotional speech during the Bound for Glory when he said TNA was coming back. Then right after the Ospreay and Alexander match about TNA is never going to die, it's here to stay, which in retrospect kind of looked like he knew the writing was on the wall because he was a little more upset in his feelings than I guess one would anticipate, even though, you know, TNA is everything to him. So it came off as just fiery passion. But what are you going to do? Like, I don't get it. I hate everything about it because it just reeks of incompetence. It reeks of AOL Time Warner kind of bullshit where they overstep because they think they know better because they have their corporate fucking idiots and they have some. I mean, they tried to say like this dude's been in cable and broadcasting and channel management for 16 years. That's not a wrestling company. Like, ask Dixie Carter how different it is to run a company than it is to run a fucking wrestling organization. Ask cocaine fucking Tony Khan how fucking different it is between soccer, between fucking football, between wrestling, and between whatever the fucking else they got their fingers in. So, it's I'm not looking forward to it. Is it probably going to suck? Yes. But only one way to fucking find out. And yeah, you're right. Ask Ted Turner. ask Ted Turner how that fucking worked out for him, because, yeah, I think we all know. But I'm not happy. I'm not happy that D'Amore's gone. Fuck, I'm also not happy that Rossi's gone from Stardom. Like, this week has been shitty for people that built up a brand and people love that brand, and then they just decide to fire them because the ownership hierarchy fucking thinks they know better. So let's just watch it all burn to the fucking ground.
Thank you, IWC War Chief Andrew Belaz, who's had quite the tumultuous week being the War Chief of said IWC. There are now reports surfacing that D'Amore offered to purchase TNA from Anthem in recent weeks, coming to them with written backing by a bank. So, I mean, obviously the difference in opinion and operation. Is it Ciccione? Anthony Ciccione? Is that how you say his last name?
That's either that or Sassoni or so. I think it's Italian, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
Either way, an Anthem executive. So that's who's kind of taking over now. I'm not a TNA guy. I know that they've been doing some really good stuff, and they could possibly, with a better TV deal, take over AEW, who's really lackluster, but there's so much money in AEW. That's the problem. I'll let AJ have the I don't have a ton of thoughts on this. It's too bad. D'Amore did a really good job, and I'd love to see him see it through. We'll let AJ do the last call here, because he probably knows more about TNA than both of us, Dan. And we already got Andrew on one bookend. So whatever thoughts you have, DP, go ahead.
Yeah, not a lot.
Yeah.
obviously, I don't watch it. Yeah. It's shitty when you hear that kind of thing, just to the fact that they just decided, yeah, now you're out. And, like, you didn't have a chance, you know, really. Like, there's not any rumors or anything of like he got fired because he did something wrong, or, you know what I mean? Like, if that's not out there and he's just like, eh, we just decided no thanks. And especially when things I'm hearing, like from AJ, that, you know, that product is getting better and it has been having some success. And then you just go, eh, fuck it. Like, and I think, you know, Andrew said good things about it too. Like, you just, they don't know how to run a company. This is, you know, again, how to run a wrestling company. And that's WCW all over again, when, you know, you have a, you know, Turner owning a wrestling company and doesn't know how to do it. And it's just another, you know, number in the books for these kind of people, and look at it that way. And that's just what it is. And it's bad. It sucks. It sucks for the business, and it sucks for that guy.
Go ahead, AJ.
So, because I'm in full agreement with Andrew, I really am. You had Scott D'Amore, who's been, you know, the guy for Team Canada. If people remember Team Canada and early TNA, he's been there since the beginning, since day one, the very first Slammiversary, quote unquote, very first Slammiversary, for the first on-show pay-per-view that they had. 22 years with the company. He wants to see that thing grow and build. If you follow anyone who is a TNA wrestler at the current moment in time, male or female, they are saying that they are a Scott D'Amore guy, because he took TNA, Impact Wrestling, when it was in the dark days, when everyone knows him as LA Knight, when he was the world champion and no one was watching. No one was really giving a shit what TNA was doing. Where whenever anything bad happened, or if something happened with the world championship, you had freaking Bruce Pritchard come out and give the world title to Bobby Lashley because he's Bobby Lashley. You had all of that taken away. He had to strip everything of what Impact Wrestling, what Anthem, what Global Force Wrestling did that Jeff Jarrett had. He took everything, tore it down, bare bones, so it was a skeleton, and built it back up to what it is now. There is a specific reason. At one of the last shows, I don't remember if it was this show, if it was Mindless, if it was a nice little thing that we said before in a special, I thought TNA at the end of the year would be the number two promotion in North America. You just got rid of the sole reason as to why that would have happened. Scott D'Amore is TNA. People can say it's Jeff Jarrett. People can say Dixie Carter. People can say AJ Styles. But if it wasn't for Scott D'Amore, we would not have TNA still floating to this day. We wouldn't be calling it TNA anymore if it wasn't for Scott D'Amore getting the name recognition back. Because it was still Impact up until January. And now you got rid of him when the man just wanted to see that company grow, wanted to see that company build. The only thing that I am hoping out of all of this, and I'm more surprised that I haven't dropped a single F-bomb, S, any curse words. I'm surprised of how calm I am. The only thing that would be a saving grace here is if Scott D'Amore goes to WWE to write for them, to produce for them, for anything else, because that man carried a company that people thought was going to die in 6 months, and then die in a year, and then die in 3, 5, 10. That thing was still going. It's still beating 22 years later, and you just got rid of that heartbeat. So the fact that you did that just because he wanted to buy the company to make it better to his vision that he has seen for that amount of time as a businessman, and you wanted to take him out, or terminate his contract. There's conflicting reports that he stepped down or his contract got terminated and he got fired. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is, it's like Paul Heyman getting rid of ECW. It's like Eric Bischoff and Ted Turner dropping off WCW. You just killed the soul of TNA, is what just happened this week.
Well, there you go, folks. Passionate TNA fans are up in arms. The talent isn't happy either. We'll keep you updated. Stay tuned to everything Andrew's covering over there in TNA right there on thechairshot.com. Thanks for listening today. I can't wait to get more Cody, Rock, Roman, see what's going to happen. Oh, my God. Are we going to get a tag team main event at WrestleMania? No titles defended. Screw everybody gets fucked over. All right, let's get out of here. AJ, let everybody know where they can find you.
Hey, you can find me all over the social media interwebs at PhenomenalAJB, AJB in all caps. And don't forget, we're not just podcasts galore, we're articles galore, like Tony just alluded to. You can listen to anything, or not listen, read anything TNA from my brother, the IWC War Chief, Andrew Belez. You can follow a bunch of different stuff all on thechairshot.com. Sports, entertainment, you name it, we got it on thechairshot.com.
Dan.
Follow me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at it's BDPP. And this show on X-Force, X-Space, X-something, at Podcast DWI, Facebook.com/DWI Podcast.
All right, there you have it, folks. We will continue down the road to WrestleMania here. I love that the suspense is intriguing the shit out of us. You can follow me at PC Tunney. We'll see you next week.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.